Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sean in North Carolina, who says, "As I understand it, you must be an owner and be liable to claim the home mortgage interest and property taxes as deductions on Schedule A. Now I hear you can be an equitable owner whose name is not on a mortgage and also whose name is not on the deed. Can you explain?" Well, Sean, that's an excellent question, and one that affects many people. In essence, an equitable owner is the real owner of the house, despite the fact that the title and the loan may be in somebody else's name. This is usually the case when somebody doesn't have enough credit to qualify for their own loan. A close friend or relative qualifies on their behalf. But the person or couple who have inadequate credit are the ones who live in the home, make all the payments, and take care of all the upkeep. For all intents and purposes, they are the real owners of the home. They just don't have the title to prove it. Now, case after case in tax court supports the taxpayer in this situation. In fact, here's an article in the Journal of Accountancy that explains the concept more fully. They're discussing a tax court case where the taxpayer won. But there's no need to drag this to tax court. Just get the proper paperwork done to prove your claim. You need to have title documents drawn up in the real owner's name, and you need to have a loan document drawn up between the buyer that's on title and on the loan and the real borrowers. If you didn't do that in the beginning, you can have your attorney draw up what's called a memorialized contract. That means you don't backdate documents illegally. You produce contracts that explain that this was the intention at the date of the purchase and use the current dates for the signatures. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about equitable ownership and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.